Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. Well, every Wednesday, we're live at 5 on YouTube. But guess what? Beginning of 2021, we've created a whole brand new home buyer workshop. Make sure that you subscribe to our channel and you click on that bell button. That way you know when we've uploaded a brand new workshop. It's going to take us about 10 weeks to get those out, and we're going to release them once a week. If you've thought about buying a home and that's part of your resolution for 2021, check out our Home Buyer Workshop 2021 on YouTube.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermantz. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermantz Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermantz Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermantz Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926. ID Single Points DBO 1666881, Arizona 101648.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Miss Heidi Slegel Points with me. How you doing today, Heidi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we are Mortgage Mom Radio, and what is it that we do? Well, we help you guys buy a home, refinance your property, everything all real estate related. We are answering those questions. So please don't forget, if you want to know something, you've been thinking something, you've got a question you want to ask, please put that into the feed. Go ahead and type that in. Matt is going to read those questions out loud, and we are going to answer them for you. If you guys are listening on Saturday morning by radio, please make sure you guys follow us. We're live Wednesdays at 5 on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. So wherever your favorite place is to follow us and watch us, we are good with it. So this is our catching up with mom time. Well, I guess I should probably tell them how to get a hold of us, right?
You're probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably a good idea. So what do you guys do? Well, you give us a call. Call the office. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. I have been getting a ton of emails this week, which has been awesome. I love emails. So much easier for me to answer them quickly and, you know, get you your answers and then get you set up with an appointment to talk to me. How do you do that? Well, you go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can go ahead and click contact us and send me a message right through the website. You can also text the word mom to 36260. Get that phone app and you guys can send messages. You can call us. You can apply. You can run monthly payments. You can watch us on YouTube. You can do all kinds of things from the calculator or what's it called? The app, the phone app. I was losing it. You can do everything you want from the phone app. So make sure you guys do that. Text the word mom to 36260. So again, if you guys are out there and you're watching, please make sure you put something into feed. Let us know that you are there. Matt, we just got started, but we got anything going on yet?
We do have some comments. Erica says hi.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for watching.
Dad says hi, guys.
There you go. There's Dad. Gotta love the family.
Aunt Lori also says hi.
All right. We got the aunt in too.
And then Aunt Lori asked, how is my head from the cat attack?
Yes. Heidi being a big cat person, but not here in the office, doesn't see this stuff. Matt did have a little cat issue.
Yeah, so here we go, catching up with Matt for a second. My cat Chucky, who is a little bit crazy, decided to jump up on top of the door while it was open, and I took a picture of him in a very evil pose, and as I was trying to send it to people to say, doesn't my cat look psycho, he jumped down and clawed my head.
Yes.
Pretty bad.
Clearly it was not for your entertainment, Matt.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, no, he's got a pretty good scratch going on the top of his head, and it doesn't help that he's bald so everybody can see it. It's a nice big line right down the scalp. It's pretty good.
Oh my gosh, you got to show me.
I will send it out.
Yeah, well, while we're doing the show, you might have to figure out how to, like, upload it and then flash it onto the screen so that right. everybody can see it, you know, during the live show. That would be fun. Kind of like our little boy that sings the Mortgage Mom commercial. We may have to play that one a little bit. Do you still have that one loaded up?
I do, as a matter of fact.
We haven't watched this little guy in so long, and he always brings such a smile to my face. Let's do it. You ready?
All right, here you go.
All right.
Colton, what are you singing when you're doing dishes?
She's the Mortgage Mom.
You're singing the Mortgage Mom commercial song?
Yeah.
Stuck in your head.
He just always makes me smile and laugh so hard. My goodness, he is so great. If you guys like this show, you feel like it is beneficial to you, you love what we have to say, we're giving you all kinds of great advice and information, please make sure you guys give us a thumbs up on the video that you are watching. It doesn't matter if you're on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch. Please give us that thumbs up. If you have not already subscribed to the channel on YouTube, make sure you click on that notification bell and click all. That way you know when we go live. You guys don't miss any of the good stuff. You can do the same thing on Facebook. Just follow the page. I think all you got to do is put a big thumbs up on the page. And then Twitch, I swear we're going to get somebody. We've had one guy that tuned in a couple times. Somebody out there that is on Twitch, please follow Mortgage Mom Radio. We're trying. We're trying to get you there. All right. So it looks like Dad says roadmap. I think I'm trying to read. Obviously, I can't read that far from the screen.
He's talking
about your head and the cat scratch.
And he doesn't see a thumbs up, Dad. I'll talk you through it later because you're on YouTube. She's talking about Facebook.
No, there's actually a thumbs up.
Oh, no, there's a thumbs
YouTube
up for like.
Too.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the following it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to like the actual video. Dad, turn your phone sideways so that the video is at the top of the screen, and then you will see the little button, the little thumbs up button. Just click that thumbs up button. That'll do it for you. And everybody else that's out there watching, please do the same thing. I really appreciate it. Let's see. You have to close the chat to like the video. Thank you, Erica. She's another honest, like, love it. Erica, you always know how to do everything. So, Dad, listen to Erica. Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. This is our catching up with mom time. Heidi's looking delicious in her braids. I love them. They are so cute. How did you do that yourself? Did you do it or did you have Kat do it?
I had Kat do it. I can only do one side myself.
Yeah, I can't do any sides. Actually, you know, Zeke's hair is starting to get so long that I actually tried to braid it last night. And after like the fifth time, which I was shocked that he was being so calm and actually letting me work my hands through his hair, I finally gave up and I said, thank God I did not have girls.
No, I love doing girls' hair. Like I can do a French braid straight down by myself in my own hair, no matter how long my hair is.
Yeah.
I can do one side by myself, but the second side, because you have to look in a mirror. I can't do it in a mirror.
Yeah.
So I have to do it without the mirror. And the second side just gets me. So I asked Kat, I'm like, can you just do it for me?
Yeah. No, it looks great. I love it. It's delicious, like I said.
Oh, thank you. I love yours. Like I said, you look like a little sexy secretary.
Ooh.
Or I know. Bookkeeper.
She said I could go out and find a new husband.
Yeah.
I love it when Lori comes. It's my absolute favorite. It's like the one day a week that I don't have to do my hair. And she doesn't come every Wednesday. So there are some Wednesdays that I have to do it. But she spoils me when she does come. I love it. She does such a great job. But, you know, so catching up with mom. No, I can't do Zeke's hair. I can't French braid. So we just learned something new about Debbie. I definitely had boys for a reason. Got three of them. I'm the only girl in the house other than the dogs. How has your week been, Heidi?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give a lot of kudos to you right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I decided I was going to start like a fun podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it turns out it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I don't understand any of it. So I've got, you know, friends saying like, oh, he'll help me. But so the funniest part, he's on the phone. He says, okay, well, first you need an IG. I was like, great. What the is an IG?
Right.
And he starts laughing because I have no idea what he is talking about. And he goes, an Instagram. I'm like, well, why would you not just say Instagram? Like, why are you confusing me even more?
Right. It's kind of like, you know, when I text in full sentences and the kids text me with like, what are some of the words? That, how do they spell them, Matt? Like, give us an example.
Well, like GTFO, that's probably not appropriate.
I can actually put that one together in my head. But I don't text that way. I don't text in shorthand. I text in full sentences. I think it just definitely goes to show our age. Instagram, right. I have tried so hard to get our Mortgage Mom Radio page up, and we do make posts and then we don't, and then we go for a long time without. I mean, we've got Facebook going, we got YouTube going, we've got Twitter going. And I'm like, how many more can I do?
Well, and I was laughing. So I called you and I was like, this is not easy.
Right.
Like, I never realized how much work you have put in to make Mortgage Mom Radio happen.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just thought it would be fun, like a venting channel. And then I'm realizing, like, I'm only venting to myself because I don't even know how to do this. And now I'm thinking maybe it's not as much fun as I thought it was going to be because it sounds like a lot of work.
Right? Yeah. Well, we got Lindsay Arias on with us. She put hi, ladies, in the comment. I could actually read that one. I'm not exactly sure why it focused in. Hi, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lindsay.
Thank you for watching. Appreciate it. But Lindsay is also a mom in the mortgage industry. She would be phenomenal on your podcast when you get it started. Obviously, right. I'm going to be on it all the time with you. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's just going to be just a bunch of mom stuff, just moms, just letting it go. Everything you want to talk about your kids, it's just going to be no holds barred. If you guys are PG or even PG-13 people, don't tune into Heidi's podcast. But it's, you know, that one will actually be a good time. But you know, podcasts are not easy. You know, a lot of people do them, and it really truly is more of a millennial thing. Or if you're some big time star and you got a bunch of people behind you that know how to do it all, then you know they're getting it done. But at, you know, honestly, when I started it, I started the podcast itself. I mean, obviously, we've been on radio now for about over four. My goodness, we're coming up on five, closer than four, but years, right? And so then it was about 2 years into radio that I started the podcast because I thought, well, why not? We're doing a show. Let's get it on podcast so that anybody that wants to go back and listen later, or they heard us on Saturday, but they caught the tail end of it, you know, then go in and listen to what we had to say. And it's all on podcast. It's there. So I decided, okay, well, I'm going to do this, right? Not that hard. Oh, no. You've got to build a website. Then you've got to get it connected to your hosting. And then you've got to get approved with iTunes and Twitch and, or not Twitch, iTunes. And what are the other ones, Matt, that everybody listens to their podcasts on?
Stitcher.
Yeah.
Google Play. I'm drawing a blank. I just got an emergency message that apparently Aunt Pam has left 6 comments and they're not showing up.
Oh, no.
So I was a little distracted.
Yeah, that's an emergency. Aunt Pam, what's going on? Where are you commenting? We're not seeing it.
Spotify. Thank you, Erica. She probably got blocked.
Yeah, she might have gotten blocked. It's a possibility.
Or she got it muted by YouTube standards.
Possible. It is possible. But you've got to get, you know, you've got to get all those channels approved and you've got to get them all connected. And it has to be a WordPress website in order for it to get connected to the hosting site. And, you know, there is a lot that actually goes into it.
And I don't even know what any of that means.
Yeah, I didn't either when I got started. And I had to research it all. And I had to learn how to build a website. And trust me, I'm not techie. I work in a program that the company gives us. And I can input a loan. You know, I know loan stuff. I don't know this other technical stuff. So, no, it's not easy, but it will be fun.
Well, Heidi, I have been podcasting since 2009. So if you need any pointers or any help getting through, just let me know.
Oh my gosh, she's literally been asking me who. I don't know who to call. I didn't even think, oh well, Matt can do it.
Matt, I need all the pointers, but I'd really prefer you just do it and then tell me what you need from me.
Right.
Okay. Send me the recording. I can handle the rest.
Yeah, she needs to create what's the little
RSS feed?
Yeah, well, she needs the RSS feed, but then what's the little what's her little her logo?
Oh, logo.
She's
got
to create.
No, I got the logo.
Oh, you got
Johnny
a logo.
Did a logo for me.
All right. Well, what's the name of the show going to be? Do you have a name?
Yes.
Can you say it on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing Dear God, It's Me, Mom.
Ooh, I like that. I like
good
that.
Title.
Yeah, that definitely takes it back to how old we are with, you know, It's Me, Margaret. Yeah,
right?
Love it. Yep. That's awesome. I love it. We need to write that as a book. Seriously.
Right?
I know. Anyway.
Yeah, I did my first one, so I'll send it to you guys. But right. I need to figure out how to get it up. And I did start an Instagram, which I didn't really know what that meant. So I put a picture and I wrote something and that's as far as I got.
All right. Well, I like it. I like it.
Quick,
right.
Trademark it before somebody steals it.
You better hurry.
I don't know how to do that either.
Well,
people are killing me.
Yeah, I figured out how to do that too. So that I could help you with. That yeah. I could okay. definitely help you with. Yes, I love
this
it.
This was supposed to just be fun.
Right? I know. Very good. All right. It looks like Aunt Pam made something. But you
yep,
gotta, it's
she
a
made
longer.
It through.
I can see like two. I can get like short. Like
yeah. Aunt Pam says, hi, cute hair and hairless cat. Which, right. has the cat made it into the video? Did I miss that?
No cat today. No cat today. Not yet. All right. So welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. We're done catching up with Mom. That was actually fun. We are going to have a good time with Dear Mom, It's Me. Dear God, It's Me, Mom. We're going to have a good time with that. So we'll let you guys know when that goes live. And we'll definitely have to have all of the family on to do that one. That'll have to be like a Zoom of like nine women.
Yes, definitely.
It'll have to be a good one. But if you guys have, we really are here for mortgage, real estate, refi, purchase. You guys have questions about that, please make sure you put your questions into the feed. If you guys are listening on radio on the weekend, you guys got to watch us live. We're on YouTube Wednesdays at 5. We're on Facebook and Twitch. Make sure you guys either subscribe to the channel, click that notification bell, turn it on all. Or go to Facebook, follow the page. You got to hit the like button to follow the page. Or if you guys are on Twitch and you're gamers, I'm going to do a loan for you at some point. So make sure you guys reach out. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You could send us a question right there. I for whatever reason, the new commercials we've got running on the radio, we have been getting a ton of actual questions through the website. And I love it because I can get right down to it, get you your answers. And then if we need to schedule an appointment to talk, we can do that. So it's been pretty nice. So mortgagemomradio.com. Get the phone app. It's awesome. If you're in the market to buy a home or refinance your house and you want to know how much money you could save, you want to know how much would your payment go down, you want to know what would that house cost you, the phone app is the best way to do it. Text the word MOM to 36260 and you will get the link. You can save it to your home screen and play with the phone app. There's so much information there of what you guys can do. So we have been working on our home buyer workshop. And we have how many units out at this point? We've done unit 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, this is going to be 5 today.
This is 5. So we've done 4 already, 4 are out. If you guys missed them, they're on YouTube. They're in the Homebuyer Workshop 2021 folder. You can go back and you could start from scratch right at the beginning. We're going to take you from A to Z all the way through the process. And we are going slow. We're making sure that we're doing small pieces each week to get you guys prepared for home buying. So it is 2021. It is a brand new year. We're all hoping for a better one than the last year. And so this is the best way to get started. If you have that on your New Year's resolution at all of any kind, we've got to help you get there. And the best way to do that is with education. So looks like, Matt, we've got one more.
Yeah. Heather has joined us on YouTube. Says hi, everyone.
Oh, hi. I see Realtor. Is it Realtor?
It says Realtor Heather.
Ah, Realtor Heather. Thank you so much for watching. I know you can appreciate these home buyer workshops for sure. So we're going to go ahead and jump into last week was FHA. The week before that was VA.
VA.
The week before that was what were the benefits and responsibilities of homeownership. And the week before that were all of the buzzwords. You know, what does this mean, right? So again, if you guys missed those, you haven't seen them, you're thinking you might want to start to buy a home, the best way to do it with the least amount of stress is with education. The more that you understand, the easier that it will be, the less stressed out that it will be, and the happier that you will be by the end of the transaction. So go back, watch those. And today we're going to work on conventional. So we are in our loan programs section of the workshop. Again, we've already hit VA and FHA. So today we're going to go ahead and we're going to hit conventional. So you ready, Heidi?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. So let's All hope right. that my clicker works, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Let's see if it'll work. Let's see. If not, Matt can
Is
move
the power
it for
on?
Me. Oh, no, it's not. There we go. No, it's not. We're not moving, Matt. We're not moving. Oh, wait. Maybe hitting play would help.
I'll click
No, you click them for me. It's not working today.
Nope.
All right. So the first thing to do, like I said, about the phone app is download it. If you guys have been thinking about buying a house, this is the best way for you to be able to get some information yourself. There's calculators on here. They're going to run the payment for you for VA, FHA, conventional, USDA, less than 20% down, mortgage insurance, anything you could possibly need to know or try to get an idea of what that payment might be is in this phone app. You can also, like I said, you can watch the workshops. You guys can do your loan application. You can email us. You can call us. You can do just about anything that you need from the phone app. So text the word MOM to 36260. Get that link, save it to your home screen, and start working on it. There's even an affordability calculator, which is pretty nice because a lot of times people don't know, well, how much could I buy? But they're still a little scared to pick up the phone and talk to us. So it's actually just really, really good, you know, to be able to kind of play around yourself. I could tell you this, when Heidi grabs a hold of your file, she is going to get you qualified for more than what that affordability app says. As long as you don't lie in it. I mean, obviously, guys, don't lie. If you're self-employed, we're going to use your net income. Net. Not your gross. Not your 1099. What did you write off and what did that bottom line say? That's your income. So just remember, as long as you don't lie to the app, you're going to qualify for what you see. And if not, we're going to probably qualify you for a little bit more. So, all right, Matt, let's go ahead and switch the screen. Let's go on to the next slide.
I just got to tell you, you threw me off, Deb.
Yeah? Why?
I was ready for your recorded workshop, and I'm like going to watch it. And then you start talking.
No, you're doing this with me live. We're doing this workshop live right now. People are getting it just like they were sitting in the room and watching us do it. So no, you're
well. I got that now.
You're doing it. You're in. You're in. 100%. You're in. You're committed. All right. So how do you contact us? All right. So the first thing is the phone app. Like I just mentioned, that is the best way to contact us. Easiest. Call us, email us, whatever you guys need. Text the word MOM to 36260. You guys can go to our Facebook, like I've mentioned. Go to our YouTube, watch our videos, and you can call us. It's 844-935-3634. And hey, I've got a big thing that I want to ask of everybody out there. You guys watch us, you know, weekly, whether it's YouTube or it's Facebook. If you're watching the show live, if you're listening Saturday morning, you guys are listening. A lot of you are out there listening to the podcast that we upload. If you like the information that you get, you guys are emailing me with questions. We're answering them for you. If you like the information, please, please, please go to our Yelp. Please say something. Give us a review. Tell everybody how much help that we were. You might not have liked the answer, but you got it. You got it fast. There is nobody that I ignore ever. And I give it to you straight. I absolutely do not lie to you. I do not drag you through the mud. I tell you if we can or we can't do it. I tell you how we can do it and how to fix it if that's what's necessary. And then we get you rolling into the right direction. So please don't, you know, think of us. Give us a minute, right? Either go to Google and give us a review on Google or go to Yelp, give us a review on Yelp. We'd really, really appreciate it. It would mean so much for us. It is so good for us, especially Google, because it does help. Google ties to YouTube and it just helps the overall algorithm. So we'd really appreciate that. All right. So loan program conventional. How we doing, Matt? You ready to click?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Comment from Soleil on YouTube says, hi, girls. Finally made it back to the live sessions. Missed you and your lessons.
Aw, thank you, Soleil. And hey, I've got your loan application that came through, but none of your documents. Bad girl. Make sure you get those uploaded so we can go ahead and take a look at everything we got going on for you. But yeah, we're real people. I've talked to Soleil on the phone. She's done her new application, and now I'm telling her that she's a bad girl for not getting her stuff done. So, guys, it is real. You are listening to me on radio. You're listening to me on YouTube, Facebook, podcast. You are going to talk to me. You are going to work with me. You are going to talk to Heidi. She's going to yell at you. Just kidding. Totally kidding. Maybe. No, but maybe. You know, but you know, you're really working with the girls here that are doing it. And we're giving you the advice and we're going to make sure that we get you through, you know, from start to finish. So please reach out, get those appointments set. It's all by phone. I'm not meeting with people in person, not doing it right now, you know, with everything that's going on, but we can get so much done by phone and get your application in right online and everything uploaded right through a portal. And, you know, it's pretty easy and we'll get things moving forward. But if you don't talk to us, you don't even know where to start and you usually don't get started. So, all right. So today, conventional, we ready, Matt? We got another slide. I did make this PowerPoint. You'd think I'd know what they're called, right? All right. So conventional conforming. So this is a conventional loan. It is not a government loan. It is backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And you know, this is where everybody starts talking about PMI and do I need PMI and do I have to include my impounds? Do I not? Blah 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 blah. Okay, let's go to the first. You got to click the button to get that piece there. I need to get the clicker to work because you're not paying attention, Matthew.
Oh, sorry. I was handling technical issues. Apparently, Heather couldn't hear us, but she was the only one. So,
so maybe it's a Heather technical issue. Okay, yeah. I love it. All right. And hey, Aunt Pam, thank you so much for sharing the video. Really, really, really appreciate it. Guys, remember, if you guys are listening on Saturday morning, you can be watching us do it live Wednesdays at 5 on YouTube. Follow along. You can be asking questions. Matt could be reading them out loud if he's paying attention. And we're going to get those answered for you. We got to have a little bit of fun, right? I decided the show is going to be a fun show. Okay. So here we go. Conventional. Down payment as low as 3%. So, Heidi, how many times have you heard somebody say, I am waiting to buy a house because I need 20% down, so I'm saving?
Well, I can't count that high, but it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I hear people tell me all the time, I can't buy. You have to have a minimum of 20%. And right. then the other people... I have to have 10% down.
Right.
Like, well, why? Right. What are you buying? Like, right. who are you talking to?
Right. So, you know, if you wait all of the time that it takes to save the 20% down or to save the 10% down, and that took you a year, 2 years, 3 years to get that savings put together, think about all the time that you've lost out on your tax deductions for interest and property taxes, the equity that you've lost out on with your property going up in value, all the time that you've thrown your money away paying rent, not putting it towards, you know, something that is valuable, that is your own. You've got to look at your home like it's going to be a future retirement plan. Put your own money into your own self. So we can get you in with 3% down with conventional. You don't have to go FHA. FHA is fantastic. Go back last week, listen to why FHA is fantastic. There are a ton of reasons to go to FHA, and it's not for everybody, and it is for some. And every single person is going to fit into the loan program that works best for them, depending on their personal scenario. But if conventional is good for you, then we can still get you in. You don't need that 10% down. You don't need that 20% down. It is not necessary. So let's move on to the next one, Matt. All right. So no mortgage insurance options available, and mortgage insurance can be removed later. So Heidi.
Yes.
What do you got to say about that?
So mortgage insurance, if you do not have 20% down, you have options with the mortgage insurance. You can pay it monthly. You can buy it out up front. So single premium, buy it out up front. You can have lender paid mortgage insurance. That's, you know, your rate is going to be higher with that. And you can have a split mortgage insurance. So lender and buyer. Mm-hmm. There are different options, and you have to see what fits your situation best, what you want to do. And then as far as you can have it removed, and you might have to correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but once your property has hit 20% equity in the property, you can request to have it removed without having to refi most of the time.
Yes. So with an FHA loan, which we talked about last week, again, if you guys want to know more about FHA, go back to that workshop. You got to find the folder in our YouTube channel that says Homebuyer Workshop 2021. Last week we worked on FHA and we talk all about it. With an FHA loan, you cannot remove mortgage insurance. The only way to get rid of it is to do a refinance later down the road. With a conventional loan, you can remove the mortgage insurance. And this is really, really important to think about right now when interest rates are under 3%, which is where they are for most transactions. Investment property is going to be a little bit higher. If you've got a lower credit score, going to be a little bit higher, but we're still talking low threes, right? But most clients right now are getting rates that are under 3% in the 2% range. If it takes your property 3 or 4 years, or it takes you 3 or 4 years to get your property equity down to a 20% level, interest rates might be higher down the road. They might be higher in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. where if it's a conventional loan, you can actually ask to get that mortgage insurance removed and keep that interest rate that you have, not have to do a refinance, not have to pay any refinance costs. So the conventional loan definitely has its benefit there. Now, every single lender is a little bit different. Every servicing lender is a little bit different. Some of them, if your property goes up in value, it just gains value on its own. Property values are going up right now, and you've got 20% equity in the home. You can call them and ask. They will typically have you order an appraisal. They will actually order the appraisal. Appraisal comes in, they'll remove the mortgage insurance. Other servicing lenders will not do that. Whatever you bought the house for or wherever your loan started, so whether it was a refi or a purchase, whatever that actual beginning balance was, they will require that you pay that balance down by the full 20%. So if you buy it for $400 and we need to get to $320 to get the 20% equity, you're going to have to buy that loan balance, pay it down, make payments, get it to the $320. Then you can call and have that mortgage insurance removed. Every servicing lender is a little bit different, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is you can get the mortgage insurance removed without having to do a refinance. So again, if you can buy a home today or you can refinance today, get into that conventional loan, get those really low interest rates, down the road, you don't have to refinance and you can hold on to that low interest rate that you got in 2021. So it is a pretty big benefit over going, let's say, convention or FHA, where you have to do a refinance. Because if interest rates are 4 or 5% down the road, it may not make sense to do the refinance and you may just continue to pay that mortgage insurance because your interest rate on the loan is so much better than what it would be, you know, if you did refinance the property. So did I get it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yep. All right.
You got it.
I got it. All right. Again, if you guys are out there, you have questions, please put your questions into the feed. We're going to read them out loud. We will answer them for you. We'd be happy to. If you guys are listening Saturday morning on radio, you guys should be watching us live. I know you heard something that we said. I know you've got a question or a comment, and you can't give it to us because you're not watching us live on Wednesday when we record. So make sure you guys are doing that. Go to the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, click on that notification bell, and make sure you hit all. That way you know when we go live. All right, so let's go on to the next one. All right, so mortgage insurance premiums can be more competitive than FHA, and that is true. It totally depends on you and your credit score. With a conventional loan, not everybody gets the same mortgage insurance. Your mortgage insurance is based on how many borrowers are on the loan. What are your credit scores? How much down payment do you have? What is your loan to value? They're going to take the entire situation into, they're going to look at it all and they're going to determine what that premium will be. So if you have a lower credit score, you may be better off with that FHA mortgage insurance that is one for everybody. Everybody pays the same thing. Nobody pays different. If you've got a nice high credit score, you're probably better off with a conventional loan for a cheaper monthly mortgage insurance.
We've got a couple comments over here on YouTube. A question from Soleil says, my boyfriend wants to know if it's worth him refinancing for a 15-year if he's currently got a 3.99 locked interest rate and approximately 15 years left on his loan.
Yes, it is worth it. So he's paying at 3.99% right now. A 15-year fixed is in the mid-threes. Obviously, everybody is a little bit different. Credit score, how much equity in the home, where is this property located? Is it a single family, a condo, units, is it primary residence? Is it a rental property? So everybody's going to be a little bit different. But I did quote somebody today on an owner-occupied refinance, 15-year fixed at 2.375. So you're not only going down from 4% basically to 2.375, but then the monthly payment's going to drop and we're still going to have you on the 15-year fix. So definitely something that would be worthwhile, Soleil, for the boyfriend.
And then my friend Dave from back in high school has dropped in from Twitch to say hi with a very weird emoji that I can't quite describe.
We got a Twitch watcher! It only took you texting a friend, but it worked.
Oh, no, that I did not tell him to do that.
Oh, Dave, I love you. It's my Dave, right? The Dave I know.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Dave. Yep. Dave. What's up, Dave?
Dave, I love you. Thanks so much for watching. Really, really appreciate it. You can sponsor us at the bottom of your Twitch channel. Try to bring people over to Mortgage Mom Radio for us.
There you go. Way to get some followers there.
Right?
Well, he says, let's go.
Yeah.
And then Houseboat Billy over on YouTube says, hey, ladies.
Hey, Houseboat Billy. Thank you again so much. Our loyal follower. We've got Houseboat Billy and Sole. Now we've got Dave. We've got Realtor Heather. And all the rest is my family. So we got to get some more
gotta
people
start
on
somewhere,
here.
Right?
Yes, we got to start somewhere. Right? We got to get more people on here. If you guys are listening, please, please put your questions in the feed. Say hi. Let us know you're here. All right. So back to the good stuff. Did I miss something?
One last thing. Yeah. So Lay says, thank you. I will let him know.
You're very welcome. It is my pleasure. All right. So let's get back to this. Conventional mortgage insurance premiums can be more competitive than FHA. And that is absolutely true. A lot of times they can be significantly less than FHA, especially if you have a very high credit score. So another benefit of a conventional loan. All right. You got anything to say about that, Heidi? Did I get it?
No, I think that's exactly what I would say.
Okay, love it. All right,
but
Matt.
Probably better. So
yeah. Ready?
We're we'll ready. Go. Next bullet point. All right, so can be closed as a combination first and second. These do still exist. They are a little bit harder since COVID hit. There aren't as many banks that are willing to do a second mortgage behind a first mortgage, but conventional loans do allow for a first and second. So for example, if you have a 10% down payment, you wanted to get an equity line of credit for 10%, that would allow you to have an 80% loan, no mortgage insurance whatsoever, whatever, and then carry that 10% second in the line of credit. Right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Heidi, and you give your opinion, but I believe right now with where interest rates are being as low as they are, you are much better off to take a 90% loan at a low fixed interest rate for 30 years. If we need to buy out the mortgage insurance, we do that. But I think that that is better than carrying a line of credit that is adjustable. It's interest only. You're never paying it back unless you pay more. It's only open for 10 years before you got to pay it back. So I just personally think that in today's rate environment, you're better off to lock it all up in one. But that's my personal opinion.
Well, I agree with that for a couple reasons. I think the rates are so low right now, I would go higher on the first, not have any kind of adjustable, not have to pay it back in 10 years and worry about that second. And then the second part of it is to get an equity line right now is very, very difficult. The guidelines and parameters and the paperwork that are required are very different than on a first. And they've gotten more and more strict as we've gone into COVID. So you have less options of who will do it, less options of what they're willing to accept and not accept. So in my opinion, if you can get the 90% and get that fixed rate, I wouldn't even at this point go for an equity line at all.
Yeah. And we're talking about 90% because most lines of credit, not all, there is a bank out there that will do more than that. But on average, the majority, if they are going to be willing to bring a second behind a first mortgage, typically want you to have at least a 10% down payment. So if you only have 3% down, you're not going to get a 17% line of credit to make up the difference to get to the 80% to remove the mortgage insurance. We're better off looking at other options to cover that mortgage insurance difference. So, but yes, conventional will still allow that. It is still an option, and it is definitely something that we can talk about to see if it works for you, if it's good for you. All right, are we ready? Here we go. All right. State of California, a 10% or more down payment. Taxes and insurance are not required to be part of your monthly payment. This is in most states. The reason that I put on here State of California is because that is the one that I know 100%. If you have at least 10% down payment, you do not have to impound your taxes and insurance. Most states follow this rule. There are a couple of states that do not. So I just wanted to be very specific. I'm located physically in California. We have talked about this before. I am licensed in many, many states. If you want to know if that is an option for you to pay your taxes and insurance separately with 10% or more down payment, all you have to do is give me a call, get on my calendar, send me an email, ask me the question, watch us live Wednesdays at 5, put it into the feed, and we will look up the information for you and we will get you the answer. So if you want to know about Arizona, Nevada, Washington, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Illinois, my goodness, I don't even know, Idaho, I'm trying to think of all the places that we're licensed, right? Oregon. I feel like I missed one. I don't know. But we've got all those states covered. So if you want to know about your particular state, we will make sure that we get that answer for you. I did talk about what impounds are and what escrows are. I did explain that in the very first workshop, which was our workshop unit number one, where we go into all of the buzzwords. What is impounds? What's escrow? Who is escrow? Because there is a who has escrow. There is a what is escrow. So if you're kind of wondering what are we talking about with impounds, go back and watch that workshop because it will explain to you and kind of get you back on the right page. All right, cool. So ready? All right.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Come on, Matt. I swear to God, this
clicker
thing.
I was off the screen.
You're killing me. All right. Loan amounts up to $822,375 depending on the county. So, and I have to say that depending on the county. Conventional loans are based on the county average of the property values. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will set those limits every single year. They change. And they are based on what that average price of home is in your area. So for example, here in LA, in Los Angeles County, you can go all the way as high as $822,375. You cannot go that high in Ventura County. You cannot go that high in San Diego County, but you can go that high in Orange County. Arizona, you're stuck. I don't know, and I could be totally wrong, but I don't know of a single county that allows you to go over the standard 548,250. So, you know, it's going to depend on your area. Are you in a high cost area? Obviously, if you live in San Francisco, you're in a high cost area. If you live in New York, you're in a high cost area. So if you live in a high cost area, you're going to get a higher loan limit, but it's not necessarily all the way up to the 822,375. Just like San Diego is expensive, it's California, but you're not getting all the way up as high as Los Angeles does. Heidi, off the top of your head, do you know of any other areas that you know of to be high cost? Hawaii.
Well, yeah, Hawaii is one of the highest.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, yep. All right, cool. So where are we going? Where's the next one? We got anything left after that?
All right.
More lenient guidelines than jumbo. So the reason that I brought that up is that when you are in a conventional loan, you've typically got great credit, good debt ratios, you know, you're in a higher priced home and you might be teeter tottering on that jumbo arena. You are definitely, it is easier. I can hear the baby in the background. It is definitely easier to qualify for a conventional loan than it is a jumbo loan. So if you are in the jumbo arena and let's just say your 20% down payment got you to like a loan amount of $838 and you're in Los Angeles County, you might want to bring in just a little bit more to get to that $822,375 because it is absolutely going to make it easier for you to get that loan. By far, hands down.
Yes. I can't agree more.
That's all we have to say.
If you can stay out of that jumbo arena, stay out of it.
Yes.
If you can't, we will help you and we will get you through it. But yes. There's a lot more guidelines. There's a lot more requirements. And, you know, all that means is a lot more paperwork.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing that I didn't mention about conventional, and this is the same for FHA, if you are buying a 2-unit property, 3-unit property, or 4-unit property, once you get over 4 units, you are considered commercial. You are not residential anymore. But when you are a 2-to-4-unit property, depending on how many units that you are, the loan limit that is allowed does go up higher. So you could get into $1 million property with a 3-unit, you know, 3-unit home, and that would still be a conventional loan. You wouldn't necessarily have to go to a jumbo loan. So just one thing that we didn't mention or that we haven't talked about. So is there anything, because I'm pretty sure that's my last bullet point on this slide, is there anything about conventional, Heidi, that I didn't bring up or that I didn't mention that you feel would be really important for our listeners to know?
So there's one thing I'll bring up. If you're doing a conventional purchase and you're getting a gift, conventional is a little more lenient than like what we talked about with FHA, right? We don't have to get as much documentation from the donor, the person gifting you the money. It's a little more streamlined. It's a little bit more simple. There's less to prove. So that's always a benefit too of going conventional if that's really the right fit for you.
Right.
So something I can, you know, throw in there.
Yeah. No, I like that because honestly, with FHA, we need to get the donor's bank statement, which a lot of times they get irritated with. We have to actually track the money. We need to see that it went out of the account and get verification of it. Where with a conventional loan, the donor can literally send the money directly to the escrow company, sign a gift letter, and done.
We're done.
Yeah. Yep. So, no, that was good. That's why I've got you on here. You're such a smart cookie. All right, Matt, how are we doing? We got any questions, anything going on in the comments at the moment?
Aunt Pam says she's watching live from the app, which is cool.
Oh, very cool. I'm happy that that works. I was hoping that it still did. You know, I mean, you know, they change things all the time. So you set the phone app up and you're hoping that like links don't move and they don't change. So that's great to know. Hey, everybody out there, I keep telling you, you can watch us on YouTube live from the phone app. You can.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. I love it. All right. Anything else?
And Dave over on Twitch under his handle Bananasack1.
Bananasack1. I love it.
Says, this is the second best show on Twitch.
All right. I like that.
I'm sure that he's giving himself that number one slot.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You know, I didn't really know anything about Twitch. I mean, obviously, you know, Mikey's on it all the time because he's a streamer and he plays the games and everything. And so that's really what that platform is for, right?
Yeah,
it's mostly for our gamers that are gaming and people are watching them and stuff. But you know, so then Aunt Pam and Aunt Lori are talking about how they watch Twitch, and I'm like, what? Like you can what? And they said that there's people that have shows on the channel.
Oh, it's expanding.
Yeah.
It started as a gamer channel, but it is growing.
Yeah, but they said that there's a lady that literally just gets on there every day and just sets up her phone and just starts talking and draws and just randomly talks. And you know, Erica does a lot of her drawings, which if you've never checked out my cousin Erica, it is absolutely amazing. Erica, if you're still watching, you need to put it into the feed how they find you, and I'll let everybody know. But she does some of the most fantastic drawings I've ever seen. And what she does is she takes you from start to finish through how she draws it and then fills it in with the color, and you know, it's super cool. But I didn't even know that that was happening or going on. So thank you, Banana Sack, for letting us know that we are the number two.
Banana Sack One. He's the first one.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
Another comment there. Aunt Lori on YouTube asks, does gifting happen often?
Yes. Gifts happen all the time. All the time. Think about it. Your parents want to give you a gift to help you get into a home. It's very, very common. We have employers that want to help, you know, their employees get into a property. Gifts are very, very common. They happen all the time.
I have a question about gifts because I was in a position where I was given a gift. And is it something that you should talk to a loan officer about first before they actually send the money? Like if the money's just suddenly in your account, you might not know if you need to have it there or not beforehand.
Yeah. Heidi just felt like she almost had a heart attack because that was. So I'll let you take it. I'll let you take that one, Heidi.
So
you almost fell over. You lost your microphone.
Knocked everything over. I got all excited. You should always talk to your lender before you receive money, send money, transfer money, move money because it's a fun game. I don't know. I've seen all kinds of things. But yes, especially a gift. Before the gift is given, talk to your lender because most of the time we want the gift to go directly to the escrow company if it's a purchase. It is less paperwork, less, you know, transaction, but connecting the dots. So always talk to them, even if you're not getting a gift and you're just moving money from one account to another. I had a client the other day tell me, well, I've got five accounts, so I'll just consolidate it. I was like, no. Give me all five accounts and don't touch it.
Right. Yes. Because we have to source every move. And trust me, when you decide to move it mid-cycle through a statement and you don't have one, then you're logging into your, you know, bank and you're trying to print transaction histories and then you're all frustrated because your account doesn't show up on the transaction history and we don't get the HTML numbers at the bottom of the page when we print it out. Don't move anything. Please don't. Just talk to us first and we'll tell you what the best thing to do is. The other thing that brings to mind is our most favorite loan from this week because we always do our, you know, purchase piece, right? And we're talking like since the beginning of the year, we've been doing our purchase home buyer workshop. But this is for all people, anybody thinking about refinancing or doing a purchase. please do not take on new debt when you are in the middle of a loan. We know. We know. We get a notification. If we have pulled your credit report and we are working on a loan for you, we have notifications set up to let us know if you have a new credit inquiry. So we had a loan that was cleared to close, moved to docs, checked in to the closing department. And 3 minutes later, we got a debt notification that they had their credit report pulled at a car dealership. So we call up. Hey, did you buy a new car? Oh, yeah. Okay. Typing it all out. And y'all know that I type really, really fast if you've ever talked to me on the phone because you can hear my fingers going. Please pull that loan out of closing. We need to go back to underwriting. Not done. Now send me the contract for the car. Oh, now prove to me that the car that's in the contract that you turned in is the one that's on your credit report. Oh, well, how do I do that? I mean, I own a Mercedes. I said, well, that's great, but all it says is Mercedes. It doesn't tell me that you traded in this car that is tied to this loan. So then we had to get the trade-in paperwork that shows a VIN number. Then we had to get a statement from the old loan that shows the VIN number. I mean, it just turns out to be an absolute disaster. And she was so close to having no loan.
Oh, so close.
So Heidi said, deal dead. And I said, no, wait. And then I said, I fixed it. And she's like, I don't know how.
Wait. That was twice.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
Twice. And I was just like, you know what, Debbie, it's all yours. I've got all these new loans to put in and I got nothing.
Yeah. Deal dead. Deal dead. So deal dead. Yes. So just remember that, please. Yes. Do not move money without talking to us. You know, yes, you can make your payments. I got a text message today. Hey, is it okay if we keep making big payments on our credit cards? Yes, of course. Just make sure that if you have any deposits go into your bank account that are not payroll, that you let me know first and make sure that any money that you spend or any debt you pay off is still leaving you enough money to close on the transaction. Because that's what it comes down to. As long as you've got your down payment and your closing costs sourced, or if you're getting a gift, that's okay. But as long as you keep that and nothing moves, then you're okay. But if you go and you deposit $5,000 cash that was under the mattress and you don't tell us and then we see a $5,000 cash deposit, now we've got to try to source. And we can't. And it turns into a big mess. So please don't do that. I don't care what you're slinging in the streets. Just don't do it.
Right. Keep There's it. No mattress money. Right. Okay.
Please.
And that means not out of your safe.
Right.
Not from under your mattress.
Right.
Not wherever you know, literally hid it in your backyard. Which, right, by the way, I have had happen.
I've had people send me pictures of the money sitting on top of their safe. Like that was going to validate that it was their money.
It doesn't work. You know, well, we hid it in our backyard.
Yeah.
Great.
That's awesome. And I'm not fighting that. I'm not telling you that it's wrong.
No.
I think everybody should have some sort of cash stashed. But for using it for a mortgage, it doesn't work.
No.
Are there probably ways that we can fit a circle into a square and maybe be able to figure out how to use that cash? Probably. But you
we
need
do
to
it
call
every
us.
Day.
Yes, but you need to call us and talk to us, and we've got to do, you know, it's got to be strategic. Strategic. Remember that word, strategic. Yeah. But just don't do anything without talking to us. Remember, we're not the underwriters. We are here to help you. We are here to help you get structured. It is our job to make sure that when your application gets to the underwriter's desk, that it is going to match the guidelines that they have to underwrite it and approve them too. So the more that you can tell us, the more honest that you can be with us, the better the chances are that everything's going to go very smoothly and that your loan's going to go through and it's going to get done. So I think that was like a great ending. Great ending, right?
Nice button.
Nice button. Finished. Finito. I love it. All right.
So we're out.
Right? And we're out. We're done. So, you know, again, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie. I've got Heidi on. Yes, when you guys call and you talk to me or you talk to Carrie, the next person you talk to is Heidi in the process. You're truly getting the girls that you guys are listening to, watching us on YouTube, Wednesdays live at 5. If you haven't done that already, I know we've said something that you've got to ask us that question. You want to know it. All right, you've got two options. One is you can go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you guys can go ahead and send me an email through the Contact Us button. The other way is to give us a call. And the third way, which I lied, you got three ways, is you guys can watch us live at 5 on YouTube and put those questions into the feed. Matt's going to read them out loud, and we are going to answer them for you. And I am still waiting for somebody to stump me. And I swear I'm going to give a gift to whoever does it. I'm waiting. And trust me, there are things I don't know. I promise. I do not think that I am the end all be all by any means. This job is forever changing day to day to day. We never know everything. We're always learning. But I'm going to have to offer up like a free Mortgage Mom Radio t-shirt to the first person that stumps me.
I stumped you, I think, last week.
You did. But,
but you got your shirt.
Yeah, you already got a shirt. But when you stumped me, though, it was something that it was just like, I just need to be able to check a printout. Like, it's not something I can just, I don't have one of those brains, you know, what is that called? Where it's like,
still photographic.
Photographic. I don't have a photographic memory, but I could have answered your question if I would have had the tools I needed to get to. So that doesn't count. That does not count.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you guys have enjoyed this, please, you guys, subscribe to the channel, like the video, please. That really helps our algorithm. Please share it with all of your friends. That gets us more attention. We love it. If you guys missed any part of it, you want to hear it again. Homebuyer Workshop Unit 5 is the one that we just did today, conventional loans. Matt will have that uploaded to the YouTube channel no later than Friday. So if you guys are listening on radio this weekend, it's already there. Let's see what else. I think that's about it. But we do need you guys to share us and listen to the podcast. If you guys are not big video people and you like to throw on a podcast and listen while you're getting ready in the morning or cruising in the car, Mortgage Mom Radio. Everywhere you guys go, you can find us. It's Mortgage Mom Radio, no matter what. Give us those reviews, guys. We want to know that you like it. Tell us you like the show. Tell us you think the information is, you know, great and helpful and informational. But give us those reviews. We need it on Google. We need it on Yelp. It would mean so much to us. We really, really appreciate it. Matt, you look like you had something to say.
I was just going to say, this is how I find out what my deadlines are.
Yesterday, Matt. Yesterday. Yesterday. yeah, exactly. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of these glasses when we're recording because I'm like, I'm sweating. Like, I feel like I'm under the lights and I'm sweating and the glasses keep coming down, right? But I couldn't put in the contacts today because I feel like I'm getting an eye infection. So I didn't want to make it worse by putting a contact in there and touching it with my fingers. And so, yeah, but this glasses thing is just not.
We'll get you some pine tar next time.
Yeah. I know my Uncle Ed loves the glasses. He says it all the time. Every time I get on our Marco Polos and I check in, he's like, the glasses are fabulous.
They are. They look amazing. I love them.
Well, thank you.
It's a good look.
And, you know, are you not sweating? Do you not feel like your glasses are rolling down your nose?
No.
Really?
Well, it's my earbuds too hold my glasses in.
Oh, yeah. It could also be that I've got a 5-year-old that takes them off and puts them on and stretches them out. And, you know, yeah.
Right.
So they're not really.
I can't see out of my glasses. I have too many scratches. I can't see anything.
I love it.
But they stay on.
They stay on. I love it. All right. If you guys have questions, please reach out. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click on Contact Us and send us a message. I love that. Super easy to get back to you fast, and we'll determine if you need a call. If you want to just talk to us, totally cool. We love that too. Get the app. Text the word mom to 36260. The app, you can do all kinds of stuff. Aunt Pam confirmed. You can watch YouTube live on Wednesdays right from the app. You guys can apply for your loan. You can figure out how much that you can qualify for, how much can you afford. You can run your monthly payments and figure out what that might cost you. You can watch some homebuyer workshops. We do have to make sure that the right workshops are tied to the phone app. So write it down, Matt. You got another deadline.
Put it on my list.
But we're giving you guys everything that you need. We've got all the education and advice that you could want. Listen to the podcast. Give us a call. Let us help you. Let us answer your questions. If you guys are listening Saturday morning, you guys are going to miss out on the After Dark piece. So please tune in Wednesdays live at 5 on YouTube so that you don't miss out. But we hope you guys all have a fantastic weekend. And we'll be back on again next Saturday.
Have a great week.
Have a great week. Bye-bye. All right. Are we done? We're not done? Show is over for Saturday morning. We are live. We are Mom After Dark.
Are you still going? I wasn't sure.
No, well, I mean, yeah, we're almost done. We're just about finished. But, you know, you guys, we're serious. When we say we're doing this live, we're doing it live. You guys are watching it. And exactly what you see, what you hear is going out on radio on Saturday morning. Working on some new stations. We're trying to get into Arizona. I'm working on San Antonio and Georgia. We're trying to get near Savannah. And there was another one, third one. So we're trying to get out on some more stations, make sure that we're helping everybody across the country. The more that you guys can share our videos and tell your friends about the podcast and get people listening, truly does help us. It does help the algorithms. It gets us out there. You know, we're trying to build the team. I want everybody that is working for me, busy and helping and getting loans done. So anything that you guys can do, if you enjoy this and you feel like we're helping you, please help us. We'd really appreciate it. You're laughing, Heidi.
I saw Heather's comments.
What is it?
She said, here comes the fun.
Oh, it's after dark. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to reiterate Aunt Lori's comment on YouTube. Erica, put your link in here.
Yeah, Erica, we were waiting for that. Seriously, I told everybody that, you know, you have these amazing drawings. So where do they follow you? Where's the best part? I know you're on TikTok. I know you're on Twitch. I know she does. She puts them up on Facebook. I remember Blackwater Arts, but I don't know if that's the one she's still working with. Erica, we got to hear from you. What are you doing? Realtor Heather, how do people find you? Seriously. If they want to list their house, you're amazing. What do they do? Yeah, what'd she say?
She said you can't put links in the comments on YouTube.
Bummer.
Tell you what, just text it to me and I'll find a way to make it happen.
Give us your screen name. At least people can, you know, search for you by screen name, right? But yeah, so I don't know. Do you have anything fun you want to talk about this week other than, you know, really almost losing the deal because we had to buy a Range Rover for $1,250 a month?
You know what? Today I'm a little drained after spending almost 3 hours on one purchase.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, a little tired.
Right.
I felt like I was getting nothing done at the same time. But that was not the borrower's fault.
No.
So.
No. All right. Erica says her IG is Erica Joy Art.
And so, what did we learn today?
And what did we learn about IG? What does IG mean, Heidi?
Instagram. Means Instagram.
I love it. And add to your to-do list that Heidi needs her podcast for Dear God, It's Me Mom. And Heather, you will be getting on that podcast. That is going to be, I think you tuned in a little bit late when we were talking about Heidi's new podcast that she's going to be doing. It's going to be all about moms. She told me that it was going to be a mom therapy session. So
venting session.
Yes, that's therapy. So
same thing.
Yes.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Yep. So you can definitely imagine how good that one's going to be. My Aunt Pam says,
I just sent my podcast to Matt.
Okay, perfect.
On text.
I love it. My Aunt Pam says, ding, ding, ding. Good job, Heidi. So you knew what the IG was. And Heather says, oh my God, I love it. Can we drink wine? Yes.
Yes.
That's a good logo, by the way, Heidi. That's...
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I haven't heard it. She hasn't shared with me anything. So I'm going to have to check it out.
I got the scoop.
You do have the scoop. I'm going to have to check it out. All right. Well, I think that we're going to call it a day after that. I don't have anything really all that fun or dirty or exciting to talk about today. I'm a little bit drained as well. It's been a little bit of a long week. We did work on Monday, right? It wasn't a holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely worked Monday. Monday was long.
Yeah. I feel
I woke up Tuesday thinking it was Wednesday, and that was all based off of how much you were working.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did too.
Well, poor Matt. When I'm busy, Matt's busier, right? So,
no. I got up on Tuesday, took a shower, and straightened my hair. I thought it was Wednesday. And then I realized it was Tuesday, and I was like, I got to do this all again tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's been a long week, man.
Did you get to that last comment? I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love it. Can we drink wine? Yes, we can. Yes, every day.
Absolutely.
Wine time.
Every day. yeah, it's definitely been, it's been a long week. I had a pretty rough one on Monday. So when I'm in a bad mood, everybody's in a bad mood. And, you know, I gotta say, like, yes, I can get, everybody can get into bad moods. Everybody can have a bad day or whatever, but I'm actually pretty good. I'm not like one of those like crazy people that storm around the office and make everybody else's life miserable. I think that it's more though, like Matt, right? Not only is he my assistant, and in the middle of the everyday day-to-day monotony, right? But he's my brother. So then when he hears things that are going on that have me really stressed out, then he starts feeling the stress. And then Manny's working here, and Manny's my kid. So then he's hearing the stress, right? And so, you know, I think that then everybody's just kind of like, whoa, what happened today? You know?
I only know you're stressed because I get short, snippy IMs.
Uh-huh.
And then I get the call saying, did this happen? Did this happen? Did this happen? And you've been copied on every email. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Okay, what's going on?
Sorry, I found out the hard way my emails go to a folder. So
yes.
If I have to tell her something urgently, I have to come into the office.
Hey, right.
Hey, I've got the cleanest email box you of do. Anybody here.
You do, but you get so many that I think mine
are. I'm not going to lie. There are times that I see it lit up and I click on it and I think I read it.
Oh. We all do that. Come on.
Yeah.
But that's how, because you always read the emails. Always.
I do.
Like, you're amazing. You're like this. You're like, hey, did you see that? I'm like, no. And you're like, you didn't see it? I'm like, it was a minute ago, Deb. No, I haven't looked at it. But that's how I know you're having a rough day, because you won't read my emails that like happened an hour ago or 2 hours ago. And you're like, did we get this client done? Da, da, da. And it's all about making sure the client's taken care of. But always. I'm like, oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, always. And I, like I said, I mean, I do read it, but then I'm going so fast and at the volume of rate of the emails coming in and responding back, there's a lot of times that I did read that and then it's gone. I mean, poof.
Oh yeah.
Poof.
Gone. Well, you're just trying to follow up with everything. Yeah. And so
poof,
I laugh.
Gone. And then you're like, yeah, I emailed you earlier and you're like, yeah, you're right. You did. Or Matt, Matt, I will ask Matt the same question. Like, I've asked him a question, he'll answer it. I'll ask him again, he's answer it. I'll ask him again, he's answer it. Then I'll finally go, okay, Matt, what was the answer? What did you tell me?
Sometimes I'll come with the answer and she'll be like, wait, what was the question? Right?
Yeah, totally. Oh, this is fun. This has turned into a roast Debbie after dark.
You brought it up.
No, I love it. I love it. It's great. I think that we all have a fantastic working relationship. But like I said, none of us, even in our foulest of moods, like none of us are really foul.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's just more like, I forgot this. I'm going too fast. No, I didn't read your email. I'm calling you. And instead of like, hey, what you doing? How's it going today? You know, it's more like, okay, did you get to this? Okay, did you get to this? Okay, did you get to this? Okay, bye. Uh-huh. You know, because you're going so fast that you're just trying to get to the next
thing. Today we called each other at the exact same moment. So when I hit speaker
I heard that.
To dial, I was answering you while my cell phone was ringing because I already had you on my other phone.
Right.
You spent the first 30 seconds trying to figure out who called who.
Yeah. And then and then she's like, what'd you call? Or I'm like, well, what'd you call me for? And so she starts asking me all of the questions about the loan I was calling her about. And she goes, what'd you call me for? And I'm like, I was literally just calling to see if you had time to get to that loan or if I needed to just update everybody and let them know it'd be tomorrow. And you're like, nope, we're good. I'm like, okay, love you. Bye. So let's see. What does it say?
So Dad on Facebook said he wishes he had enough hair to straighten.
Yeah.
And then Realtor Heather says my IG is Heather K Real Estate. Aunt Lori says this podcast best get up soon. Oh, dear God. LOL. And then Dad says, well, at least I'm not getting roasted over my two stovetops or my abundance of refrigerators.
Oh,
we'll get to you.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Don't that's work. Another show. That's that's going to my podcast.
Yeah, don't worry.
Well, now
Dad.
My podcast is in the hands of Matt, so it's totally his fault if it doesn't get up.
Yep. Nope, Dad, definitely we're going to talk about the numerous refrigerators and numerous stovetops and bars. We have a lot of bars in that house, don't we? I mean, if you needed a house that you could go and make sure that you could sit down. He's living okay during the cough.
Yeah.
How many boats does he have?
He's not missing the bar, I can tell you that. Yeah. And he's got plenty of boats.
I got to bring up the boats.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a few.
Just a few. All right. I think we're good. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in and watching. I hope you guys enjoy the little After Dark piece. You guys get to know a little bit more about me and Heidi and Matt, and you get to hear us talk, and you get the 411, the inside of what goes on in the Mortgage Mom Radio team. Heather Realtor, is going to be coming on with us soon. She's going to be part of the team, and I can't wait. So that is coming. Jeremy, Heidi's husband, just started. So, you know, he's up and rolling as well. I mean, we are definitely growing. I think we're up to about 11 extensions on the phone. And, you know, just super excited to be growing with you guys and having everybody watch us and, you know, helping to promote and get us where we're going. We're trying so hard. We're working so hard, and just absolutely appreciate every single one of you. You have no idea.
Yeah, finally, I'm not the only one that works here whose name ends in an E sound. Debbie, Heidi, Manny.
Yeah,
Carrie, Larry, Cindy,
Jeremy.
Oh my God, I never thought of
it's
that.
Me and you, Heather.
Oh, I love it. It's so great. It's perfect. So great. All right, guys, we hope you guys have a wonderful one. We'll be back again next week, Wednesday, live at 5, right on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch, whichever you'd prefer to watch. We hope you guys join. We want to hear from you. We want to see you guys put stuff into the feed. Dad says Maddie, so he does call you Maddie, Matthew. Yep. But it doesn't really count. You're not really Maddie all the time. Yeah, it's not really the daily call. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll be back next week. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926. Heidi Cycle Points DBO 1666881, Arizona 101648.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.